This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. When you look at the strain farmers have been under this year, it goes well beyond soft markets and unpredictable trade. The real pressure point is the cost side of the balance sheet. Tariffs, inflations, and steady price erosion have all collided at once. We'll talk with American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland next.
Your local radio station brings you the local news you depend on. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network complements that with ag news, weather, and market updates tailored for Iowa's farmers. Together, we deliver the best of both worlds, local connection and industry expertise. It's all to keep you connected with the heartbeat of the heartland. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, connecting rural Iowa with the news that matters to you.
When we look at everything that farmers are facing right now, we see that the squeeze is unlike anything growers have faced in years. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland agrees with this assessment.
You know, I'd also state that the trade war has an impact on our cost as well, because we've looked at increased costs due to tariffs on many of our inputs, and that is another cut that is hurting us. I've kind of said it's death by a thousand cuts.
Within
the farm economy, when we look at our cost, how they've all continued to rise, and then we've looked at declining commodity prices, and eventually those cross, and that's put many operations into the red, and there's a lot at stake right now.
The rising cost picture becomes even more serious when you match it with the financial stress farmers are already carrying. Ragland says many operations are now facing difficult family decisions, including whether the next generation can realistically come back to the farm.
We're going to be facing situations operations have to make where whether or not that son or daughter comes back to the farm, whether or not the farmer decides to continue or retire or to continue or go out of business. The financial stress is high and it's real, and it's the highest it's been in many years. This is my 21st crop this year, and I believe that it's by far the toughest that I've seen the cumulative stress of the finances, and just the whole year has been a challenging year personally on our farm, and I know that's the same for many, many producers across this country.
The strain's not new in agriculture. Many producers remember the tough decisions their parents made in the 80s. Ragland says that today's farm families are navigating their own version of that challenge, and those who survive will do so by adapting, just as the previous generation did.
I think that it is so vital that we still have families that are farming and are producing the food, and that we don't move towards a model where it is corporations and so forth. I mean, times change, businesses change, we have to adapt. I mean, I certainly don't farm the same way my grandfather did.
Right.
Operating on a much larger scale than he did, but we're still truly a family operation to the hilt. My wife and I are both full-time farmers. Our sons are still in school, but they're active on the farm. That's the story for thousands and thousands of families across this country, and we need to make sure that that opportunity still exists.
Efficiency becomes the name of the game as farms look for any way to adjust, reduce risk, and stay alive long enough for the markets to turn. Ragland says no one can afford to keep doing things the same way out of habit. He says the American Soybean Association continues to push for policy solutions and trade stability, but he encourages farmers to stay connected, lean on their advisors, and keep taking small steps to weather what has become one of the most challenging financial seasons in decades. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.